This is WHYY's Morning Edition. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We're heading into the home stretch of this year's Philadelphia Fringe Festival with just one more weekend left. Last night was the premiere of Close Music for Bodies at Christ Church Neighborhood House. In the production, singers share individual stories that become one story, one long song without microphones and electronics. The audience is arranged strategically around the theater to allow for bonding moments with the cast. Prior to opening night, I asked creator Michael Kiley and singer Ariel Pina to keep audio journals to pull us into their world as they and others hustled last month to shape an immersive vocal performance.
This is Michael Kiley, creator of Close Music for Bodies, reflecting on our first day back into rehearsals on August 14th, leading up to the premiere of our show in September of this year.
Hi, Jennifer. My name is Ariel Pina, and I'm helping Michael do the daily voice journal entries. So today, we started
the day by just catching up with everyone, and we made a little space for the tragic events over the weekend in Charlottesville, and once we gave that some time and some breath, we
started to go over the story song. In December, we came into rehearsal, and Michael was really curious about making one body out of all of our voices. And so we told stories that were something that we thought only happened to us.
The story song is a really long-form song made up of lyrics and melodies that the ensemble has given me, and I have then shaped into this 40-minute song that it has this kind of chaotic and schizophrenic nature that I'm really excited about.
I'm having a little bit of difficult time bridging the gap between personal resonance and accomplishing sheet music well.
We moved into a personal resonance warm-up. Personal resonance is my voice practice that approaches voice through physical sensation that your voice creates rather than trying to achieve some sort of ideal sonic output.
So I think tonight's going to be a night where I spend some time listening and learning by ear. It's just taking me a little bit longer to catch on because I have to learn by ear since I can't read the music.
It was one of our performers, Epchez's, birthday today, so that was very sweet. All right.
Today we learned the remaining part of the story song. The last, I guess, like 45 minutes of rehearsal, we were able to get up and move around, which was really exciting for me because I'm a mover first, so.
Tomorrow, Sean Donovan is an artist from New York who's coming to join us as a choreographic eye, because Faye Driscoll, who was supposed to serve in that role, had a family emergency and couldn't be there. So that's been a crazy snafu that's been happening the last, like, week. So we start with him tomorrow, and we'll see where that leads us.
There's an endurance thing that I'm learning, and it's pretty exhausting to vocalize for hours and hours all day, every day. Yeah, and I just feel drained physically and emotionally. And it's seeping into my day-to-day things, like I haven't grocery shopped in over a week. Yeah, I'm just learning something about building up an endurance in a different way. It's not only about warming up the body and fine-tuning the body, but also about warming up the voice and figuring out how to keep that sustainable and practicing that not only in the rehearsal room, so it's something I'm definitely working on.
Today we got all the way through the whole thing. We staged the entire show. That feels really good. We still have a lot of work to do, but it just feels really good to know where everything is, mostly, and to not really have any more big questions.
Piece is starting to become more clear. It's, I'm trying to find moments to have fun with it and not take it so seriously. I think there's room to be human about it and try to enjoy the mistakes as much as we enjoy hitting the harmony perfectly?
We have a plan now. And the plan is in place, and we all know what the plan is.
Creator Michael Kiley and singer Ariel Pina of Closed Music for Bodies, now playing at Christ Church Neighborhood House. Their lengthy story song, which if we played for you on the air would give too much away, is being performed through the 24th. And this postscript, I got an email from Michael overnight. He said the premiere performance last night was incredible. He had an amazing time. He's usually a bit tense during his own performance. He's also a vocalist, but he felt very relaxed, oddly enough, he said. And he said the audience resonated with the ensemble, which was his only goal.